From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama says his $3.8 trillion federal budget plan includes spending aimed at creating jobs, plus measures designed to begin reducing the nation's massive federal deficit over the next decade.
We simply cannot continue to spend as if deficits don't have consequences, as if waste doesn't matter, as if the hard-earned tax dollars of the American people can be treated like monopoly money.
The president's budget anticipates drawing down the deficit from a projected record level this year, nearly $1.6 trillion, to an estimated $1.3 trillion in the fiscal year beginning in October. That's about where it was when Mr. Obama took office. Toyota says it's shipping new parts to dealers for fixing more than 2 million of its vehicles in the U.S. that could suffer from gas pedals that stick. NPR's Frank Langford reports safety advocates have linked unwanted acceleration in Toyotas to a number of deaths over the past decade.
Jim Lentz, who runs Toyota in the U.S., said dealers would receive small steel reinforcing bars as early as tomorrow. They could then begin installing them in vehicle accelerator assemblies beginning this weekend. Sounding contrite, Len said the world's top automaker had let its customers down.
This is embarrassing for us to have this kind of recall situation. But it doesn't necessarily mean that we have lost our edge on quality.
Consumer Reports, the Bible for many car buyers, say Toyotas overall remain very reliable cars, but that quality has indeed slipped in recent years. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
Authorities in Haiti are trying to determine how to proceed against 10 American missionaries who were accused of attempting to take 33 Haitian children into the Dominican Republic. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports the Americans insist they've done nothing wrong.
Communications Minister Marie Lessay says Haiti is holding talks with U.S. officials to see if the Americans could be prosecuted in the United States, the Associated Press reported. Haiti's courts crumbled in the quake and many judicial officials were killed. Haitian prosecutor Fortin Massar told NPR that the Americans had not been charged. He said they could face kidnapping and child smuggling charges. The Americans belong to the Central Valley Baptist Church in Meridian, Idaho, and the Eastside Baptist Church in Twin Falls, Idaho. The missionaries had planned to take the children to a resort in the Dominican Republic and then on to the United States. LaSag, the communications minister, today warned parents to keep track of their children in times of tumult. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
Some economic numbers out today provide new evidence a recovery is underway. Manufacturing activity was up in January for the sixth month in a row, and consumer spending registered its third straight monthly gain in December. The stock market had a positive response, the Dow up 109 points just before the close. This is NPR News from Washington. A woman who was mingling among Shiite pilgrims in Baghdad today detonated an explosion that killed at least 41 people and injured dozens of others. It was the third such suicide attack in the past week. A new report is calling into question some widely held concepts among educators concerning learning styles. NPR's Elise Spiegel says the research appears in the journal Psychological Science in the Public Interest.
For years, educators have had this concept of different learning styles. Some students, for example, were characterized as visual learners, others verbal learners. And teachers were trained that instruction was best when the lesson given matched the learning style of the student. But this new report, by Harold Pashler of the University of California, San Diego, argues that there's no real scientific evidence that people who are, for example, visual learners benefit more when they are given instruction geared specifically towards them. Pashler and his co-authors argue that since there is this lack of scientific evidence, the widespread use of learning style teaching tools and learning style diagnostic tests among educators really aren't the best use of limited resources. Elise Spiegel, NPR News, Washington.
Today is the 50th anniversary of a sit-in in Greensboro, North Carolina, that was a key event in the civil rights movement. Four African-American college students sat at a whites-only lunch counter there and demanded service. Frank McCain was one of those students, and he remembers the day vividly.
We determined that we were responsible for achieving our manhood, our dignity.
McCain says within weeks of the sit-in, there were similar demonstrations in dozens of other cities across the country. Within 6 months, the Greensboro lunch counter had been desegregated. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.